is the foundation of great design. It can settle a building into its landscape. It can make an unattractive structural detail just disappear, and it can change your mood in a room instantly. Welcome to Let's Talk Color. I'm Amy Crane, architectural color consultant at Amy Crane Color. I'm a color expert and use color to transform spaces and products from the ordinary to the sublime. As a paint color specialist, realtor, and design writer, I've got my finger on the pulse of what's happening in the world of color. In each episode, I'll reveal best practices for choosing color by introducing you to masters of color for the built world. So throw out those paint chips, tape to your walls, and let's get started. When you think about companies that create wallpaper, textiles, and home decor, how many of them really stand out and offer a uniquely singular vision, so different from others? I think not so many. But my guest today is the founder of one of those companies. Please help me welcome Stefan Ormenesson. Stefan is the founder and creative director of Mind the Gap. Mind the Gap is a lifestyle brand that is known for its highly original, colorful patterns for wallpaper and textiles. But it now produces much more than that with lighting, rugs, furnishings, and accessories. They're based in Transylvania, a region of Romania, the name of which is so exotic to Americans. The patterns that Mind the Gap creates rely heavily on the folklore of the region and the importance of artisan-crafted, handmade objects. Their creations pay homage to the region's heritage, artifacts, culture, and history. And if you're a color and pattern lover like I am, they will absolutely delight you. Welcome, Stefan.
Thank you.
I know you're a jazz musician. So how did you get into this line of work? Did you study design? I mean, where did Mind the Gap come from in your life?
It's a bit more complicated. So I studied music in my school. I studied piano, but then I abandoned music for over 20 years. I became a licensed journalist, and I was a journalist for 7 years, practicing with big newspapers in our country, Romania. And then I started to have like a small printing company that were producing printed canvases and frame prints at that moment. You know, I could not continue the journalism because I was working in a very corrupted country, where journalism is totally impossible for a fair mind. So I moved into this production company. I've always dreamed to make something to last, but made something for the people to for the people to use. And so this is how it started at the very beginning. And we were the first company in Eastern Europe producing this kind of frame prints. So we were getting very easily and in a very short time into the big stores around Eastern Europe. And then I think in 2009 or 2010, we started to export our goods in the whole Western Europe, which was not that easy for a Eastern European post-communist country. And we were producing at that time private label frame prints and canvases for big names in the market. Everything was working well, except the fact that we were providing the designs, both the designs and the finished product, to these big names. And our margin was very low because we were considered like a private label company. And in 2016, our business and our lives changed a lot because of the Brexit. Because England was our main market, Brexit was voted in 2016. Mm-hmm. And just after this announcement was made that the Brexit will pass, we've been forced to reduce our margin, so we could not continue. So at that moment, me and my business partner and co-founder, Victor, we decided to create our own brand and to go into the market and see if we are lucky enough to succeed. We knew that it was very hard with the frame prints, but we had in mind the wallpaper. So this is how Mind the Gap history began.
Wow. So you were never a designer, and your background actually isn't in visual arts in any way.
Not at all. Unfortunately, not at all, but also fortunately, because it seems that today most of the English press and the journalists are telling me that this is one of the key that Mind the Gap is so fresh, that we weren't influenced or we didn't come from a divine background. And this made us, more maverick and brave enough to get into the market with something new, which probably coming from the school, you wouldn't allow.
Right. Why do you make the emphasis of your brand about Transylvania as opposed to Romania? I mean, I know it's a region there, but it seems so tied into your identity. So why do we talk about Transylvania?
Yes, it is. It's a good question. Romania is a country of probably 105 years old only. So before this, Transylvania was one of the most important historical regions in that area of the world, in the Balkans. And beside of this, the multiculturality and the mix of the ethnics that we have in Transylvania and that ever was there influenced us a lot. For example, I will give you I'm a very good example because my father, he's Romanian, and my mother, she's half German, half Hungarian. And this is happening with probably over 50% of the Transylvanian people. Transylvania includes and included since hundreds of years Armenians, Jews, Gypsies, Hungarians, Germans, and other Slavic nations around Romania. So I think all the Transylvanian people are very proud to belong to this historical region.
So you explained the origin of yourself and your business, but what actually gave you the idea to base the designs, at least at first, on the folklore of Transylvania? I mean, what was it about this approach that led you to believe that it would have a fairly wide appeal? You talked about being brave, and I think you're right, but what gave you the idea?
We knew that it would be catchy to say, okay, Mind the Gap, made in Transylvania, because Transylvania is so famous, first of all, because of Dracula, probably, thanks to Bram Stoker, and the American cinema. And then...
Yes.
I remember that at the early beginning of Mind the Gap, we weren't so confident to use this. But we figure out that we have so much later on. We've seen that we have so much culture and so much heirloom to use.
Heirloom, yeah.
Because it would be a pity not to show to the whole world. Today, I can tell you our Transylvania Roots collection, which was launched probably in 2021, is it still the best collection for Mind the Gap? And once it was into the market, we've discovered that a lot of people, especially from England and United States, were in love with the patterns, because a lot of people are coming and they have roots in Eastern Europe, so they recognize symbols or motifs or patterns that probably they found in or they've seen when they were a child or they were talking about at home.
Yes.
So this is how we started to believe in more in Transylvania and in this special connection and special place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. So when you started with those patterns, did your designers use an older pattern, a historical pattern that they found just as inspiration for what they created, or are some of them actual replicas, more or less, of old patterns you found just in your own colorways?
Both, I would say. Because when we started to work for Transylvania Roots, usually we work for one collection about 1 year. So we start 1 year previously to do the research to understand what it's all about in that story. no matter it's connected to Transylvania or, I don't know, Mediterranean or now the Italian collection. So this was the same for Transylvania. No matter that we live here, we can't see these old folkloric patterns everywhere these days. So we started to study in the museums, and I was traveling around Transylvania in old churches, in Saxon churches, in old Gothic churches, in old museums, old houses. So I can understand more what I would love to see that probably you can't see local on cushions or on other products that are made by the today craftsmen. So basically, Transylvania roots, as we showed, this collection shows a mix of patterns inspired by old ones. Some of them are really replicas. For example, I remember one of the most successful pattern. I found it in a church, in a very old church, Saxon church, mm-hmm. that is located in a village that where Prince Charles or King Charles today is going every year, because King Charles is very connected and actually the royal family has roots in Transylvania. So I found it's a very beautiful church, and I went there and I've seen on the back of the bench some very old paint and florals hand painted. I took pictures, I took it in the studio, and we redesigned and rebuilt them. And this is how we have one of the best wallpapers. Yeah.
Wow. That's incredible. There are no copyright issues. It's not that kind of thing, right?
No. No, for sure, no. They are old, folkloric. Nobody knows who made it. I mean, they are probably over 150 years old. So, yeah. I think local people and Romanian are very happy that we are trying to show to the world this. So, We never encountered copyright issues or something like this, yeah.
Got it. In fact, do you have any kind of clientele in Romania itself? Do they sell there if they can afford it?
Yes, we have, but in a very small size, I would say, because we export over 95% of our products. So I think Romania is not yet, being a post-communist country, and there are only 34 years since the communist was took down. I think we are still not prepared because, you know, first of all, because of the education, so people still need to understand the relation between our patterns and different stories in behind, like music. We have a collection, Woodstock, very famous. We launched it like 3 years ago. So not everyone knows about Woodstock or Jimi Hendrix.
Was your education different than your average? I know that's a very difficult word to define, but was your education different? Or do you think because you were a journalist, you are more open to what's in the world in terms of culture and design?
You know, I keep thinking and I keep questioning myself why I have this cultural background and where it comes from. And this comes from the very early stage of my life. So probably 12 years or 13 years, still up to 20, 22. And so this is, I don't know, because of the environment, because of my family. But I was not raised in a different cultural background because we had no access. I mean, communists, I was 12 years old when communists was down. So, but I grew up because we couldn't travel. We couldn't travel just in the communist countries at that time. So, and almost nobody could afford to travel abroad. So I grew up traveling by books, by movies, mm-hmm. you know, by music. Right. So this was, and this created my imagination and my cultural background mm-hmm. that later is transposing stories and home decor. Yeah.
It must have been amazing to be able to get out of the country for the first time. Do you travel a lot now? Not, I don't mean for business, because I'm sure you must, but I know that when we first contacted one another, I think you were in Vietnam. So do you travel a lot?
I try to travel. Yes, I don't have too much time beside the business and the music, because I'm doing also some jazz I do travel, yes. We try to go with the kids and my wife. We try to go at least 2 times a year.
Thus far, have you been influenced to head in any particular design direction because of your travel, or not necessarily?
Yes, I was, and I'm still influenced. I know that one of the future wallpaper collection will be called Saigon, for example, because I fell in love with Vietnam. So, of course, I think this is one of the best resources you can get as a designer to travel, because once you are there, and usually I try to stay like at least 2 weeks in a place, mm-hmm. and discover mm-hmm. as much as I can, from food to cultural, to music, to fashion, local fashion. So definitely travels inspired a lot. And also, as I told you previously, traveling by books when I was young, I dreamed about visiting, I don't know, Papua or Hawaii. Or so this later, when I'm thinking for a tropical collection, it's easy for my mind, even if I wasn't in Hawaii, but it's easy. I've made already in my mind a vision, you know. So I'm trying to transmit that to our designers and to make them understand where I'm looking at.
Wonderful. Your designers are all in Romania and are all Romanian or no?
Yes, they're all in Romania. We have 5 designers today.
So where do you sell the most now? Is it England?
No, is it United States? Yes, yes. So over 60% of our business comes from United States. Since the beginning of last year, it grew amazing. And before it was England, but, you know, the economical situation today in Europe is quite difficult because we had COVID, then we had Brexit, and then the war, which affects a lot. So all these are influencing a lot the buyers, and we can see the last 1 year, a very big decrease in the whole European countries, and mostly in England because of the Brexit.
So how do you think the American market learned about your product?
That's an interesting question. I think a lot of Americans are coming to the trade shows in Europe. But both, I also think that social media did a very big work. Because what's very interesting is that we see a lot of orders and inquiries daily based from professionals from United States that are saying, okay, I have a client that wants wallpaper in his house and I'm doing the project. So this is very interesting because somehow people learned about Mind the Gap, and I believe it's social media. So end users learned about Mind the Gap. They liked it, and then they go to the interior designer saying, I want that in my house, which is not the common way, you know? It's not the designer coming and saying, yeah, I have this, and it's very beautiful. So I think social media, internet, yeah, generally speaking.
Isn't that amazing? It's so amazing.
Yeah, it's a different way of building a business these days, and it was very helpful for us. I mean, I can't imagine the business without the internet, definitely. Even if I'm an old fashion guy, so I like to touch the fabric and to see the sofa. And also with the professionals, the internet is growing very fast. So what 10 years ago or 5 years ago was like the traditional way where the interior designer would go into the showroom and place the order upon the seeing the book. Today, everything has changed a lot, and we see the professionals going more and more online, which force us to develop more and more the online and the social media. Yeah.
Right. And of course, as I always tell my clients, you can't pick anything. You can't choose it from online. You can get interested, but you must see a sample.
Yeah, sure.
So that's so important for your line of business. Talk to me about color. I mean, all of your collections now are different. But I think as an observer, color still seems to play an important part. What's your take on that, on color?
I think from the beginning, I've seen that it's a way to create a new brand is to, I mean, there is a path to create a new brand by bringing in more color into the home decor. it wasn't easy, but now I can see that people love that. And to be honest, we are called, for example, we are called by the English press and the competitors, we are called a maximalist brand.
Yeah.
Which I'm not very pleased about, because I don't consider it. It's very maximalist comparing to those
Scandinavia.
Yeah. To the exactly to the Scandi minimalism and the gray and beige plain velvets. But then I don't want necessarily to have this nickname like maximalism. But we became like this, and seeing the success, of course, we want to explore this. And color is part of our life. I think I'm dressed now in black just because I'm in a hotel, but usually you would see me in a denim or with some color scarf or something. I mean, because I always embrace color. And this is something that you can see also into our collections. I mean,
yes,
we believe that color brings happiness, brings joy. It makes, when you come back home, it helps you relax more than a gray or beige that you have it in your office too, you know, or a white one in the hospital or whatever, you know. So I think people need color, you know. We need color in our life.
Yeah, I agree. How do you decide how many colorways you want to release a textile or a wallpaper in? Is it financial?
Yes, it is financial too, but it is also a matter of being different, because I know that most of the brands are releasing different colorways, but mostly for stripes or plaids or other planes. But then if you have a very crowded or very heavy pattern onto linen or velvet, I think it doesn't need a different colorway. With wallpaper, it's different. So on the wallpaper, we can play a bit more. We are also producing our own wallpaper in our factory. So we control totally the production for the wallpaper. But for the fabrics, it's also harder to get the best colors in some ways. So sometimes we do, for printed ones, we do like two colorways, but otherwise we try to keep just one way. I know there is always a need of, you know, I want a black background and we only have an ochre. But, you know, if you really like it, you can use it, because you'll find so many hues into our designs in just one design. So, yeah.
I was trying to remember how I first heard of your company, and I thought it must have been on social media, but it wasn't. I was on vacation in Maine and I was in a store in Portland, Maine, and in one little section in the back, a little accent wall was one of your designs, and I really fell for it. I can't think of the name, but it was very large ferns. It was plants, botanical. And the background was anthracite. It was an almost black background, and I was like, I love that. Fabulous. It comes in a white background and a black background. And I got a sample for my dining room. And I don't know how I ended up with elephants on my wall, but that's what I got. That's what I got.
You know, it's funny. It's funny because the first 2 years we worked a lot. We had two tropical collections that became very strong for Mind the Gap. And we knew that we will make a good success with these designs in most of Europe and Nordic countries where people don't have tropical plants outside, you know, or you can't see in view. You look out at the window and you see snow or a foggy day. But then this became massive also in Singapore or Australia or Malaysia or Thailand. So, yeah. We were so surprised to see that people are in love with greens and bringing in the greens and the ferns and the tropical foliage. Yeah.
It's interesting. I mean, green over the years in decorating goes in and out of style, but I find here since the pandemic, green's been really big. So people are looking for that, just the refreshment of it,
exactly.
The connection with nature, the peace of it. And it's one of my favorites. So I'm really thrilled with that. It's a great color. Tell us about La Dolce Vita. I mean, it seems quite, I watched you on Instagram Live a little bit. You had an incredibly bold wallpaper behind you, primary colors, red, yellow, and blue. It was like, wow.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, it's called Bossa, reminding the musical style, the South American musical style. The thing is that we moved from Transylvania. After Transylvania roots, we had a very successful collection, Woodstock, inspired by the famous rock festival. And that collection won the best wallpaper and fabric collection in the UK in that year. And after that, we had another one called Tyrol, which is inspired by the mountainside, by the Austrian Alps. Yeah. But which is a bit more niche and more targeted, you know, it's not very easy to use, you know. So I was aiming to create, let's say, a second successful Woodstock. But I had in my mind something Italian and more summerish, fresh, like an Italian summer, very beautiful with everything inspired by the Italian escapism, by the Italian lifestyle, you know, with no thoughts and just have a good martini. And this is how it came out, Dolce Vita, of course, inspired by the famous movie back in the 60s. Yeah. But with a totally different touch. The main aim for me was to create something more contemporary with a modern touch, because the other collections were more into the folkloric pattern with florals and stencils and other type, even if they were color, but a different approach of designing the patterns. And with Dolce Vita, I asked the whole team, and it took longer actually than
normal.
Usual one, because everyone get used to do and to create this more timeless pattern, floral pattern. So with Dolce Vita, we introduced more bold geometrics, very strong colors, and combined with architectural and historical elements, like the carriage with the horses, or, you know, all the Italian elements. It was a hard work, but I'm very pleased with what came out, and I think it would be more successful than Woodstock.
Wow, great.
And this is very important because we see, I mean, we feel that we grew and we are better than 3 years ago. So for me personally, this is very important that we still can came out with such strong collections. Yeah.
As you increase your collections every year, will you start to retire some?
Yeah, we just started to retire the first and the second wallpaper collections, because it's harder and harder to manage with the books especially. So we will keep these designs online, but then we will retire from the stores, from the showrooms, because it's very hard to keep this. I mean, when we sign with a new showroom and they see so much books, they get scared, you know? So we have to stop for some of them, but online we can still... I mean, there is no issue to sell, because we still have in top 10 designs, we still have, I think, two or three from the first collection, probably.
Wow, amazing. Is everything is created or manufactured in Europe? Nothing's from Asia, for instance?
Yes, we do have. So most of our products are created and manufactured in Europe. What we are bringing from Asia is embroidered, some of the embroidered fabrics that comes from India.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But otherwise, yes. And some of the cottons, the stripe and the plain cottons that we launched last year, they're coming from Turkey. But Turkey is at the edge of Europe. But otherwise, everything is made in Europe. Yeah. The velvets and cottons are made in England. The woven fabrics are made in Belgium. We try to source and to work with the best suppliers. We work probably 85% of our fabrics are natural fibers. So I'm trying to avoid anything related to plastic, and to, in some cases with the woven ones, we need to accept like 15%.
Just for durability.
Exactly. But then we try to work as much as we can in Europe. And also we produce the wallpapers and the lampshades are made in our own factory.
My wallpaper hanger said it was beautiful quality, by the way.
Yeah, it is. We work with different suppliers for the base of the wallpaper. For the substrate, we have from France, from Germany, from Finland. We have very good qualities. We had to learn a lot and to invest. We had to invest a lot. I remember the first 3 years we were cutting by hand the wallpaper because we could not find the proper machine to buy that would cut. So we had to order a machine in England.
You know, I find here, especially with the prevalence of social media, they're so guided and focused on what they see in Pinterest and Instagram and things like that. And I feel like people almost have homes that wear a uniform. Kitchens look this way and living rooms look that way. And even if you're not going mid-century modern or Japanese or minimalism, it's amazing how uniform and same people's homes look. And I wondered, you've kind of answered this question already because you've said the American market is really great for you. And I'm thrilled to hear that because I think your products, your patterns tell stories and people will always love stories. And I can see the connection. And yet it's not really what you see on Instagram and Pinterest. You know, it is more minimal. It is white walls and, you know, maybe a pattern in a rug or they'll venture into having a green sofa. How do you feel that you'll always be fighting that desire to have one's home look like everyone else's home? Or have you just broken out beyond that and it's no problem?
I don't believe necessarily to have an issue with this. I agree with you that people want to match what they see on social media.
Yeah.
And that's very pity because that doesn't necessarily get connected with their souls, you know. So I'm always asked how you try to make people to buy your products or what are your advices when decorating a house? And I'm always saying, try to think what's in your head, what you like, what you love, what you would love to see on the walls, what inspires you, and start working from there because it's very important. And I think we managed to be successful because of the variety and the wide range of styles and stories we approached. Because we definitely, some of us likes Transylvania roots. For example, me, I'm very connected with Woodstock because I'm a musician and I love rock since my early life. So everyone should find in Mind the Gaps collection something to like. Either it's equestrian or tropical or so this way we manage to maybe get into those minds that are looking for a more uniform thing and maybe to make a click in their heads and see that there are other options too, you know.
Yeah. I mean I think it's all about self-expression also.
For
you
sure.
To have the choice between white walls and color and pattern that express who you are. I think a lot of people aren't in touch with that, unfortunately. They don't have that,
I know,
connection to themselves and the visual world. But I hope seeing the kind of variety that a company like yours offers might, like you said, help people get in touch with who they are and then express it around them.
I think that's very pleasant for me to see that people can find. We have a showroom in our city, and I can see very well-educated people, like doctors and lawyers, coming to order for their houses. And they always, you know, they look in all the books there, and I see them getting bored with the designer beside, and they, oh my God, I love this one, and should be this. And I would love to go in there. I don't know them. I would love to say, What do you love? You love cars, you love horses, you love countryside, you love, then get connected with that, because this is what I would like to see, and what I like to see at home when I'm going home, you know. So if I like travels, I have in my house African masks and masks from Papua, but I also have a beautiful oriental wallpaper, and then I have in upside I have a Japanese indigo because I love indigo color. So, and it's moody in the bedroom. So try to get, but probably this is also a bit easier for us because we are into the business and we are already educated with this, you know, so to make the connection.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to promote this every time. So I'm trying to make my friends and family learn about this. It's not just about color or what other people would love to see, you know, because they've seen in the magazine or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think one thing you'll always be fighting for homeowners is their idea, and this is more about wallpaper than anything else, that they think about the resale value and will, right? And what will the next person think? But I think that's really lame.
Oh, yeah. I would never think about this. I mean, you know, even I'm asking also our designers, you know, they, for one collection, they design, I don't know, 30 patterns, 20 patterns each. And then I'm doing the selection, what goes into the collection. And some of them are disappointed, of course, because it's their design and they wanted, yeah, he didn't make it. And when I'm having the meeting, I'm always asking them, would you take this home? Would you put it in your bedroom? Or yes or no? Because if you like that, then for sure it will go. And for sure I would love it. So it has to be strong enough, but it has to represent your soul to it, yourself. Don't do it. Don't design it just for, because Stefan will like it and he will put it in the collection. So I think it's the same way with the customer. Don't take it just because you saw it in your neighbor's house or, you know.
Well, listeners, I suggest the minute you finish listening to this, you hop on your computer. Don't do it on your phone. The screen is too small. And take a look at all the patterns at Mind the Gap, because I think you'll be as wowed as I am. Thank you, Stefan.
Thank you, Amy.